Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're finishing off the 16th parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Tes Zayin Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to begin the 17th parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Yud Zayin Mishnah Aleph. In parak Tes Zayin Mishnah Vav, we learned that one may not tell a non-Jew to do a melacha on a Jew's behalf on Shabbos. Now our Mishnah here in parak Tes Zayin Mishnah Ches is going to teach us that even if a non-Jew does melacha on behalf of a Jew without actually being told to do that melacha, the Jew may not benefit in any way, shape, or form from that melacha on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Oved kochav shehidlik asaner, if a non-Jew lit a candle on Shabbos for his own personal use, he just wants a candle lit, or he turns on a light for his own personal use, mishtamish lo reyisrael, then a Jew may use its light, may benefit from that which the non-Jew did, because at the end of the day, the non-Jew, what the non-Jew did was for his benefit as well. However, says the Mishnah, v'im b'shvil Yisrael, but if a non-Jew lit it for the benefit of the Jew, then usher, then it is forbidden for a Jew to use its light on Shabbos. Similarly, mile mayim lahashkos behemto, if a non-Jew drew water from a Rishos HaYachid to give his animal to drink in a Rishos HaRabim, so he basically carried the water from a private area to a public area, which is again is the Malach of Hotza'ah, of carrying on Shabbos, so Mashka Achar of Yisrael, so a Jew may give the remainder of that water to his own animal on Shabbos to drink after the non-Jew has finished, because at the end of the day, what the non-Jew did was for his own benefit, was for his own animal. However, says the Mishnah, v'im b'shvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jew drew the water for the benefit of a Jew, then usher, then it is forbidden for a Jew to make use of that water whatsoever. A third similar type of a case, says the Mishnah, asa oved kochavim kevesh leirid bo, if a non-Jew made a ramp for himself on which to come down from a ship, Yored Acharav Yisrael, then a Jew may come down from the ship by using the ramp after him. However, V'im Bishvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jew made the ramp for the benefit of the Jew himself, then Asher, then it is not allowed for a Jew to use the ramp. Masav Rabbi Gamliel Uzakin, there's a story where that happened with Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakin of the elders, Shehayu Ba'an Besfina, where they were arriving in a ship that docked on Shabbos, V'aso Ovid Kochavim Kevesh Leirid Bo, and a non-Jew made a ramp upon which they were able to come down from the ship, V'yardu Bo, Rabbi Gamliel Uzakinim, and Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakinim, they used it to come down from the ship, since the non-Jew made it for himself. So if the non-Jew does a malacha for himself, so this is some sort of a prohibited act for himself, then you're allowed to benefit from it, again, provided that it was done for him and not intentionally done for you. So again, if you're in a situation where a non-Jew turns on a light for himself, then you can use the light. But if the non-Jew specifically did it for you, then you would have to switch rooms and you can't get any hanani benefit from the malacha done for you by a non-Jew on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Aleph, as we begin to discuss some of the halachos, some of the laws of muktzah. In this Mishnah, we're going to discuss whether a door that became detached from some sort of a kli is muktzah. Says the Mishnah, Kol hakelim nitalin b'shabbos, all utensils that have doors, whether it's a portable closet or a portable cabinet, and so on, may be moved on Shabbos. Again, the idea of muktzah is that anything that wasn't prepared to be used on Shabbos itself is considered to not be able. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. It's considered to be muktzah. You can't move it at all. So the Mishnah is saying that anything that has doors, whether it's a portable closet or cabinet, they can be moved on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, we assume that you're going to need to use it on Shabbos. Vidal so say an iman afal pishen is parku b'Shabbos, and even if their doors become detached on Shabbos, they fall off, they may still be moved together with the utensils on Shabbos. Since the doors are going to presumably be reattached after Shabbos, the assumption is that the doors do not lose their status as part of that kli, and they are therefore not considered to be muktzah. She'inon domen l'dalsos habayis, they're not similar. The doors of these kelim are not similar, different from the doors of a house, which are muksa, lefisha einam in hamuchad, because the doors of a house are not considered to be prepared to be moved, and therefore, they're not considered to be prepared to be moved on Shabbos, then you are not allowed to move those doors. But the door that fell off of a cabinet or a closet, we assume did intend to be moved on Shabbos if it were to fall off, and therefore it's considered to be permissible to be moved on Shabbos itself. Quick review, Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Ches taught us that if a non-Jew does a malacha for himself on Shabbos, then certainly you can benefit from that after he benefits from it. But if a non-Jew does a malacha specifically for you, then you're not allowed to get any hana'ah, then you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha at all. And then Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Aleph taught us that all utensils that have doors are considered to be allowed to be moved on Shabbos, and even if their doors become removed and become detached, they may be moved together with the vessels on Shabbos. We assume that since the door will presumably be reattached after Shabbos, the doors do not lose their status as part of the vessel, and thus they are not mokta, unlike the doors of a home, which are not considered to be prepared before Shabbos, and therefore doors of a home are mukta, but doors of these utensils are not considered to be mukta on Shabbos itself. Have a great day.